Why do I feel overwhelmed by everything? It's not just one thing, it's all of it. The job, the bills, the kids' schedules, the email you haven't returned, the doctor appointment you keep putting off, the laundry, the basement, the marriage you've been meaning to invest in. You can't pick a place to start because every place feels equally heavy. Feeling overwhelmed by everything is what happens when your brain's prioritization system has gone offline. Once the prefrontal cortex can't sort what's urgent from what's important from what can wait, every task lands at full intensity. The fix isn't doing more. The fix is restoring the brain's ability to prioritize, which means treating the underlying activation, depletion, or untreated anxiety, depression that's keeping the system flooded. What everything actually means. The brain handles tasks through a triage process. The prefrontal cortex decides what matters now, what matters later, and what doesn't matter at all. When that system runs well, you process 50 inputs and act on 5. When that system gets flooded, every input registers as urgent. Suddenly, the unwashed coffee mug feels equivalent to the work deadline.
The mental energy required to triage correctly disappears. You stand in the middle of the kitchen and can't decide whether to start the laundry, return the text, or sit down because your chest is tight. This is not a character flaw. This is executive function impairment under chronic stress. According to neuroscience research from Yale and others, chronic cortisol elevation literally shrinks the prefrontal cortex over time, which is why long-running stress feels increasingly like cognitive decline. The good news? The shrinkage reverses with treatment. The everything trap is a clinical pattern. Patients who walk in saying, "I'm overwhelmed by everything," almost always have one or more of these going. An untreated anxiety disorder amplifying every perceived threat, major depressive disorder where everything feels equally hopeless, ADHD, especially in adults who weren't diagnosed as kids, chronic sleep debt that's broken executive function, a trauma response that has the nervous system stuck in defensive mode, hormonal imbalance affecting attention and mood. You don't have to pick which one is yours. The first session of treatment is partly about figuring that out.
The list that won't fix it. You've already tried lists. Bullet journals, apps, the Eisenhower Matrix, the 5 a.m. Club, time blocking, the Pomodoro Technique. For a few days, sometimes weeks, things felt better. Then the system collapsed because your brain couldn't sustain the executive function the system required. The reason isn't that you didn't try hard enough. The reason is that productivity systems require a regulated nervous system to operate. If your nervous system is dysregulated, you're trying to drive a car with a flat tire. The system isn't broken, the vehicle is. You don't fix the vehicle by buying a better steering wheel. What actually works in the order it actually works? A workable sequence. 1. Triage one immediate threat. If something is on fire today, a missed deadline, an overdue medical thing, a relationship at the breaking point, handle just that. Don't try to fix everything. 2. Audit sleep, caffeine, and screens. These three lever your nervous system more than any productivity system. 5+ hours, less than 200 milligrams of caffeine, no screens 60 minutes before bed. 3. Get an evaluation.
A 30-minute conversation with a clinician can identify whether anxiety, depression, or something else is amplifying the load. Treatment for the underlying state is what restores executive function. 4. Build one recovery block per day, even 30 minutes of low input time. No phone, no podcast. Walk, read, sit. Your nervous system is asking. 5. Then add a productivity system. After 1 through 4, the system starts sticking. Most patients want to skip to step 5. It's the most visible step. It also doesn't work without the others. What changes when treatment lands? Patients who get the right treatment for clinical level overwhelm describe the shift in 3 phases. First, the floor stops sliding. Bad days stop getting worse. Second, the prioritization comes back. They look at the same list of 50 inputs and can finally see which 5 matter today. Third, the system has bandwidth again. They start enjoying their kids. They have the energy to text a friend. They notice they're hungry, thirsty, tired in time to do something about it. This usually unfolds over 6 to 16 weeks of treatment, depending on the path.
How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we treat the prioritization system, not just the symptoms. Counseling that restores executive function. Cognitive behavioral therapy works on the thoughts driving the activation.
Acceptance and commitment therapy teaches you to function without trying to suppress every anxious feeling. Behavioral activation builds momentum back into a depleted week. Medication management, when chemistry is the bottleneck. SSRIs, like sertraline and escitalopram for de-anxiety, amplifying every input. Bupropion, when motivation has cratered. Stimulants for adult ADHD, when that's the underlying issue. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy, when months of overwhelm have tipped into treatment-resistant depression. TMS targets the prefrontal cortex specifically, the part of the brain that handles prioritization. FDA cleared, drug-free, 6-week course. Many overwhelmed patients respond strongly because the underlying state was always upstream of behavior. Frequently asked questions. Could this be undiagnosed ADHD? Possibly.
Adult ADHD often presents as feeling overwhelmed by everything, especially in patients who weren't diagnosed as kids. We screen for ADHD when the picture fits. Treatment, when it's the right diagnosis, often works fast. How do I tell my employer I need help without losing my job? You probably don't need to tell them. Therapy and medication are confidential. Most patients improve enough that performance recovers without HR ever knowing. If formal accommodations become useful, we help you move through that, but it's a later step, not a first step. Is this going to last forever? No. Most patients with anxiety, depression, ADHD, or chronic stress get to a stable place with treatment. Some stay on medication long-term, many do not. The combination of therapy, chemistry support, and lifestyle changes resolves the daily struggle for the majority of patients. A 15-minute call beats another year of drowning. You can stop trying to triage everything by yourself. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll listen, ask you questions, and tell you what's likely driving the overload. No diagnosis on the phone, no pressure. I'm not a therapist or a doctor.
I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.